Welcome to the Sting Gang Podcast as we talk to head football coach Rich Renner about Mustang football after back-to-back wins, including a decisive win in Alpine on Saturday against Sol Ross. In what wasn't aesthetically the most beautiful football game ever played, Coach, but it's good to get back-to-back wins, and it's good to see the offense produce like that.
Most definitely, the offense, Coach Bryant and staff, with Coach Preston and Coach Young and Coach Amsler and Coach Q and Coach Hunter do a great job with the offense, and I'm proud of the output that they had. They were 5 for 5 in a red zone, and
that makes you 9 for 9 in the last two games, by the way.
Yes, sir. And I tell you what, we need that in order to win games. I mean, you've got to be successful in the red zone offensively, and you got to be successful in the red zone defensively, and that's what we've got to continue to improve on defensively. But offensively was dynamite. They were did a great job, especially at the end, Pete. You know, there's 6 minutes for 6 minutes and 4 seconds left to go in the game, and they ran the clock out, so we didn't have to go back out there on defense, and we were able to preserve guys that from getting injured and everything else, and they did a great job of running the clock down. Andrew Knabel went in there and ran the clock down to one or two before he snapped it, and then we were able to get 2 first downs, which we work on in practice, not obviously every day, but we work on it, those different scenarios, and we call it the 4-minute drill, not the 6-minute drill, but it turned into 6-minute drill, and it was pretty cool to see how those guys made it happen and made it work. So again, very thankful and blessed, to get a Mustang win.
Sean Jastrup tying a Mustang record with 6 touchdown passes in the game.
Yeah, Sean is getting better and better. You know, he was our starter last year, and ever since going in the second half Permian Basin game, he had to knock some rust off, and he's just getting better and better as we go. And, I'm proud of Sean. He's worked really hard and to get back from that broken leg. And it's nice to have, multiple quarterbacks that can do multiple things. And so we're just so thankful to have Sean and what he brings to the team, the leadership, and what the kids, following.
Would you expect him to get the start in San Angelo?
I think so. I think, he's, earned that, obviously, he's 2-0 as a starter. And I wouldn't say, as a starter, but also, too, Josh helped in that Kingsville game as well, not just him. But definitely, he drove us down on the winning, or tying drive, I should say, in the 2-point conversion to give us a chance before Mr. Lott ran that punt back for a touchdown against Kingsville. And so, obviously he's getting better and leading the offense the way Coach Bryant needs him to.
So Dale Lott ran another punt back and once again is the LSC Special Teams Player of the Week. And that doesn't happen very often where a non-kicker gets Special Teams Player of the Week back-to-back.
Most definitely, Yeah, Mr. Lott is a special human being. He's a special kid. He's a good kid. He's very electric. He's very fast. He has the confidence back there, and you've got to have that, especially when you've got 11 guys coming after you trying to take your head off on a punt return situation, and you have to have guys that you can trust that can block and create the seam for you to run, and he just he's feeling it right now, and I'm thankful that he is, and hopefully that he continues to feel it. And he's very dangerous back there. So proud of him. He's only a freshman, true freshman. And so we just got to continue to, keep him humble and level-headed and just keep him hungry and continue to do that great job out there.
Well, and it's not just special teams. He's also contributing as a receiver for you. He's becoming a pretty nice complement to Green for you.
He is. I think, like I said, we've got some really good receivers, and we've had some receivers go down and injury bug and lost some for the season. And so with him stepping up and obviously having Mr. Green is always a pleasure, and then some of the surrounding cast. And so it definitely helps DeMonte a lot, to where they can't just double him all the time because you've got Mr. Lott that's there to get the ball and do things with it.
Were you surprised that Sol Ross was able to go down the field the way they were to start the game?
Most definitely. I was very disappointed in in our defense and how we played starting out with. The last 2 weeks we've, especially the second half of Permian Basin and the game against Kingsville, I felt like that we were much better playing defensively. I felt like we came out flat defensively and didn't really take it to them like we should have and didn't play the Mustang way that we're used to playing the last couple weeks. And so, once we settled down and we should have had the interception on the first drive in the end zone. Joe Hollis, yeah. Another freshman, goes through his hands in the end zone. And You know, he's right there. You know, he probably could have been a little bit deeper on the coverage, but he was still there to pick the ball off. And he's got to make that play, but he's made a freshman mistake and obviously was costly. You know, and so, again, I was proud of the offense for, you know, obviously having our back and as the defense's back and continued to, you know, move the ball and score and kept us and got us back ahead once we got a stop. And so then they started rolling from there. So again, I mean, it was definitely a team effort, you know, all the way around. But offense really, by just keeping the, you know, the pedal to the metal and kept scoring, it really helped, you know, the whole team and the whole situation.
You're going to get an Angelo State team that's going to be in kind of a sour mood because A&M Kingsville, after losing at Midwestern State, defeated Angelo State. So it's kind of interesting the way things unfold in this conference. It's an unpredictable league for sure.
Most definitely. You know, week in and week out, you've got to be ready to play. And obviously there's a lot of great teams in this conference. And obviously, you know, Kingsville's a really good football team. We knew that when we beat them. We knew that when we were playing them, just like Angelo's a really good football team, well coached, got a lot of speed, and so we've got to make sure that we play perfect, you know, in order to give us a chance to be successful at the end.
And that speed is something that every coach really desires because it's there night in and night out for a football team.
Most definitely, you got to have speed. You know what I mean? You've got to have guys that can run, that can chase the ball down, especially when it gets around the perimeter or the edge. And then if it gets loose, you got to be able to tackle them before they score. And so, you know, that's one thing that, you know, in recruiting, you've always got to look for speed. And obviously, size is a big deal as well. But those big guys have got to be able to run as well as be big. And so, you know, again, in Texas, in the South, you're always going to face speed. And Angelo and Kingsville and Central Washington and UTPB, they're all going to have it.
How do you assess your team's speed?
Our speed is, you know, I would say is adequate. I wouldn't say it's the best. I wouldn't say we have, the fastest kids. But I think, we've got speed in certain parts, and we've just got to get the ball to those guys and then use those guys, you know, defensively, get them in speedy positions to where, they can cover the speed of Angelo State. And so I wouldn't say that we're slow, but I wouldn't say we're super fast either.
How do you defend speed?
Well, it's hard. It's hard to defend speed. You know, you got to give them enough cushion on defense. And then, obviously, on offense, you've got to block those guys and really attack. You know, downhill, you can't outrun speed. So, therefore, you've got to attack the speed. And hopefully they miss tackles, and then you can get some positive yards.
Well, I think about the Kingsville game where you were able to jar the ball loose four times. That becomes a big factor in this game coming up, doesn't it?
Most definitely. Most definitely. And that was something that, you know, we dropped. Against Saul Ross, we dropped the end zone, you know, the interception in the end zone. When I say dropped, it went through our hands in the first drive, and then we dropped a easy interception in their backed up when they were in their 30-yard line or so. Excuse me, our linebacker was tipped. You know, obviously the ball was you know the arm was hit by the defensive end, and the ball came, you know, popped up and was an easy interception that we dropped. And then obviously Roper did get an interception, and so we should have had three interceptions there. And so that was disappointing that we didn't get more turnovers against Saul Ross that we should have. But definitely, you know, you got to have turnovers. You've got to create turnovers. We talk about it all the time. Our goal is three turnovers a game. You know, 85% of the time you're going to win the game if you get three turnovers or more defensively. And so obviously, we got four in Kingsville game, which obviously made us a winner, and we actually got three in the UT Permian Basin game in the second half and actually lost, but we won the second half 15-6. So it's a good stat that you can really judge on if you're going to win or lose the game. Usually, like I said, about 85% of the time, except for the exception at Permian Basin.
And these aren't fluke turnovers. You really are forcing the turnovers.
Most definitely. Our kids are starting to hit and be more physical and really grab and get that ball out. And so, obviously we work on it in practice every day. And we work on tackling as well as turnovers, ball disruptions, we call it, whether it's, tipping the ball at the line of scrimmage with the D-line getting their hands up and the ball floating in the air, or it's knocking the ball from the quarterback as he's, trying to scramble away or obviously in the pocket ready to throw. Or it's hitting the receivers once they catch it or popping it out once they're running.
It does seem like your defensive line is starting to put more heat on quarterbacks.
They are. Coach Leonard does a good job of working with those kids, and those kids are starting to grow up and really start to buy into the teaching of Coach Leonard. And And you're starting to see it out there, the production by our defensive line. We've played a lot of defensive linemen throughout the year. I mean, just through injuries and guys, you know, getting hurt, but also, too, guys getting sick. You know, we've had guys, you know, this fall semester, a lot of guys getting sick, whether it's the flu or strep throat or COVID, believe it or not. And so we've had some rotation there, and I think that's allowed some kids, you know, getting some reps and getting better, you know, where you're not playing the same kids, you know, play in and play out.
I know we've talked about this before on the podcast, but you're playing some young guys that are making plays.
Yes, sir.
Particularly on defense. I mean, offense too, but it really jumps out at me when I'm calling the plays and, you know, here's another guy making a tackle that's a freshman. Here's another guy breaking up a pass that's a freshman. It's a different era. It doesn't mean they're going to stay at Midwestern State, but it does bode well for the future, doesn't it?
Most definitely. You know, and you hope they stay. You hope that, you know, that they love it here in Wichita Falls, and they love the program, and they love the university itself and just the atmosphere, and that helps when you're winning. You know what I mean? And so, you know, and again, you know, I knew these freshmen were going to grow up at some point. Didn't expect to play all these freshmen. We had some, you know, portal kids and transfer kids that we were expecting to be playing over these freshmen, and it just didn't happen. And these freshmen really worked hard since the summer when they got here in July and you know, worked their tail off in the weight room and really buying in and taking coaching and getting better as the more reps they get. And, you know, and they're growing up as young freshmen. And so you're right, they're going to get better next year and the year, you know, in the future. And we just hope they're here, staying here as a Mustang.
How does the defensive line match up with the offensive line of Angelo State?
You know, the offensive line of Angelo State's very tough, very physical, very strong. I think that, you know, obviously they're big, a lot bigger than we are. I mean, we've got a couple 300-pounders, but not many. So we've got to use our speed and quickness. I don't think we can just sit there and play a gap, you know, against them, because they're going to probably move us a little bit as big as they are. And so we've got to use our speed to our advantage and do some movement and twist and hopefully get some penetration in the backfield that we need and some pressure on the quarterback. You know, I would assume they're going to probably try to come out and run the football and try to, you know, RPO and play action us and try to get us off balance. And we've got to do a great job discipline with our eyes. We've got to do a great job with our gap integrity. And we've got to do a great job of tackling and getting off blocks.
Seems like they always play well on the defensive line, too. So your offensive line is going to be challenged. And, I mean, it's probably true week in and week out, but I think especially when you play Angelo State, the game's kind of decided in the trenches.
Most definitely. Most definitely. It always is. And, you know, and last year, you know, obviously it was a blowout, and we didn't give them a fight. And year before, you know, in 24, it was a close game until we gave up three, you know, big plays that they scored touchdowns on, and then obviously we didn't score any points offensively, except I think we got a field goal. And so I think it, you know, as long as, you know, I feel that, you know, we can play solid defense and get off the field on third down and not give up big plays, and our offense continues to move the ball and get to the red zone and get points, I think we got a chance.
We're kind of at midterm. What grade would you give your football team?
Well, I mean, obviously I'd give it a D at the record that we're at. Obviously I'm not pleased with where we're at record-wise, 2-4. We should be a whole lot better than what we are. But, you know, I'm proud of our kids since the Permian Basin game of really – you know, I don't know. It's kind of like they've woken up. They've kind of started to come together. They started playing a little bit more for each other. I mean, I still think we've got some selfish kids that we've got to, you know, kind of grow and change the mentality a little bit. But nevertheless, we've got to continue to improve. And that's what I told them. I said, you know, it's like I said last week, it's not a talent thing. It's a discipline thing. And the better we are discipline-wise and we buy into the program itself and the terminology and just the coaching and the philosophy, then, you know, the better we're going to get.
Speaking of discipline, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the game that had 39 penalties Saturday. Have you ever been part of a football game that had 39 penalties? That was crazy.
No, sir. No, sir.
And I think there were 10 unsportsmanlike conducts and 7 called against Midwestern State.
Mm-hmm. It definitely was. And we had a little reminder Monday night not to do that again. But, yeah, it got out of hand for sure, and it should. And that's the selfishness that I'm talking about, that, you know, I don't care who you're playing. It's hard to win a football game when you've got that many penalties in a game, number one. But, obviously, 7 personal fouls. And that was something that I wasn't happy with our team. I had to, you know, get on them at halftime and tell them, like, you know, eliminate these penalties. I know we had 3 more in the second half, which was unacceptable. You know what I mean? And so it's just something that these kids need to understand that it's I'm not going to tolerate it. It's not the Mustang way, the way we play and the way we present ourselves out there on the football field. And it's embarrassing to not only the fans, but, you know, to the opposing team that we're creating those personal fouls. And I told him, I said, you know, it's always the second guy that gets caught. I don't care what
That's
started
right.
it. But at the end of the day, you know, they've got to be a bigger man and they have to be more mature than the other team and do what's right. And so until we can figure that out, then obviously this is why we're 2-4.
And you can't afford those penalties against Angelo State.
No, sir. Not at all.
That's Rich Renner, the head football coach here at Midwestern State University. A week from Saturday, you're back home to play Central Washington in the homecoming game.
Most definitely. We're excited about that, Pete. And obviously, you know, Central Washington's a great team, top five team in the country coming in here. And again, we've got to get this one first, but we're looking forward to that one as well.
Were you surprised Central Washington beat Permian Basin?
You know, I was surprised. Not really surprised, but I was hoping, you know, obviously I thought Permian Basin playing at home was going to give them a run for their money, and I think they did for the most part. After watching the film, you know, I felt like, you know, there was a lot of open receivers that the quarterback just didn't see, whether it's because of pressure or because of, you know, who, you know, obviously what he was reading, I don't know, but, you know, they had their chances. And I thought, you know, Permian Basin's defense played well enough to win, and I thought offensively that, you know, they had their chances to win as well and just kind of let it slip through their eyes. All right, go Mustangs. Appreciate you, Pete.